Hi, and welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. My name is Christy Grainer, and I am here with our friend John Thomas.
Hey.
Hey, and John and I have been talking about prophetic reformation and dream interpretation, all kinds of good stuff. And while I have John here recording podcasts, I wanted to do some dream interpretation. These are dreams that came in through our website at Dare to Believe, dtbmn.org, if you've got a dream you want to send in. But these are dreams, and John hasn't seen them. I'm going to read them to him and interpret, and that's just, it's really fun to to do this together.
It is. I love it.
Before we do this, I'd like you to tell them about your Dream Elements book.
Yeah, sure. So one of the resources that we put together is this Dream Elements. We call it an alternative dream dictionary. A normal dictionary says this means that. Instead, we tried to take a whole chapter and explain why different elements might mean different things in different dreams and how you can recognize what it actually means based on the context of the dream. So it's really helpful. And what's really fun is most of the chapters have a little QR code on the page that you can scan, and it'll go directly to a YouTube video of that chapter talking about that same dream element. So you can get it in both ways.
Yeah, that's great. And so dreams are something that God has given us the ability to dream. But there's a lot of dream interpretation sources out there that are not biblically based and not godly dream interpretation. How does someone know the difference between what is a godly dream interpretation and what's not?
You know, the best thing to do is to immerse yourself in godly interpretation. I used to work at a bank, and when I started out as a teller, I was being taught how to recognize counterfeits. They never once told me the mistakes that counterfeits made, but they taught me all of the little security measures that are in the real bill. And I learned, I studied the real thing so much that I was scanning through it. It's before we used the machines to count, because we didn't trust the machines back then. They weren't as good as they are now. And so, you know, if you ever seen a teller that counts by hand back then, I'm going through a stack of $110 bills. And in the middle of it, I found a counterfeit bill. I actually had counted past it, but something just didn't feel right. And so I went back, and it was a counterfeit. I found a counterfeit right in the middle of it. Huh. So I was just so used to the real. So studying the parables of Jesus, studying the dreams in Scripture and how God interprets them, and immersing yourself in that language, the prophetic language, the minor prophets are a great place to really develop that metaphorical understanding. Just immersing yourself.
So it's not just the dreams, it's the metaphorical language that the Lord uses in dreams and learning how to do that. That is so good. Yeah. And the counterfeit will just reveal itself.
The counterfeit will reveal itself.
Yeah. And so we're going to take some dreams and interpret them.
Okay.
And maybe as you interpret, you can tell the listeners
why it means that.
Why it means that and how you came to this conclusion. All right. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is a person who's titled their dream, Being Pregnant and Giving Birth.
Okay.
So that's pretty straightforward. I dreamt I was pregnant and in labor and about to give birth. We were planning on going out to dinner, me and my sister and my mom and dad, because I was fine. But we didn't know how soon we'd get home if the baby was coming. I didn't know I didn't know much and was doing fine and didn't really feel like I was going to give birth, except for the fact that I was massively pregnant and feeling a bit of the baby positioning down there. And so apparently not having labor pains, just, okay, the baby's moving in position. I told Dad, I don't think my water even broke yet, and I didn't think it was going to come for a while, but as I said that, the baby came, and Dad helped me, and it was a big, healthy baby, and it gave two peas, which Dad put in two white bowls, one with green olives on it, and the other one was empty, and the baby came fast before we even had time to go to dinner.
Okay.
Interesting. Do you want to know
Very
anything else? She says,
nope.
Do you want to know colors or anything? Nope. All right.
No. Yeah, sometimes it gets distracting, the commentary that people add to dreams, because they're giving you what would help them interpret.
Ah, okay.
And so, you know, some of you, if you were watching closely while she was reading, you noticed that I closed my eyes and I was just, because I was trying to ask the Lord to let me dream that dream while I'm hearing it. So, like, I'm seeing very pregnant. I can actually feel, like, the lack of labor pains, but watching the baby positioning, just like, so, yeah, you can kind of enter in a little bit. But this is, in many ways, a straightforward dream. Because your main movement in the dream is, I gave birth, right? That's huge. If you leave that out, you lose the whole dream. And so understanding what does giving birth mean? Mm-hmm. And metaphoric language. So giving birth, you're giving birth to something. If it was literal, you're actually going to have a baby. But this is metaphoric, so it's not actually the baby that is. What does the baby represent? You're birthing something. So something that's inside of you is going to come out. Now, a couple things that were interesting about the dream. I thought I was fine. I thought it wasn't yet time, and I could continue going on. And I'm going to a restaurant. I'm going to eat. But the baby comes sooner than expected, and Dad helps it to come. So this person, the Lord's been developing something inside of them, and they think that they've got some time. Like, it's fully formed, they recognize it, but they haven't seen the signs that they think would tell them that it's time for it to come forth. But it's going to come forth. But when it comes forth, it comes forth in the context of seeking spiritual nourishment, mm-hmm. going to eat, going to a restaurant. It usually talks about some type of teaching. Mm-hmm. Like there's some type of a training, some type spiritual of a teaching, feeding. Some type yeah. of a spiritual feeding mm-hmm. that they're going to be going through. And it's in that context that this thing is going to come out. And the Father, because the dad is actually not their physical dad, it's actually the Father. The Father is going to help birth it, and it's going to be healthy. It's going to be important. Now, two peas, the baby has two peas, and they go into two bowls. The whole thing of peas in a pod, right? There's two different things that are going to be very, very similar. They're going to seem identical, but they're going to apply to two different contexts. So I haven't figured out the olive. I'm not quite sure why one of them had olive and one was just a plain bowl. Mm-hmm. The olive seems to have some meaning to it. I'm not quite sure what that would mm-hmm. be. But it's when this thing comes forth, there's going to be two different expressions that it has. One that's going to fit in with other things. And, you know, olives usually represent oil, which would represent anointing. There's a connection there. The green olive tree, it's a biblical symbol, gets used quite a bit. So I wonder if there's something that seems like there's anointing attached to it, but it's still a little bit green. It's still not as mature as it should. But the other is more of a blank slate. It doesn't seem like it is already prepared for the anointing, but it's going to be able to handle the exact same thing. So...
that's pretty cool. One thing that I saw as part of the dream too is she's with her family, her mom, dad, sister. She's in community.
She's
so
in community.
Community, the family of God is important. So,
yeah.
I mean, her literal family is important, but this is more metaphorical is the community of Christ.
Yeah, and I was wondering if the mom was the church, but I didn't quite have the clarity on that.
Right.
The dad was pretty clear. Yeah.
But I do believe it's relationship and community. And then there's no pain. Like, she's expecting this new thing that's going to come into her life is going to bring her pain. But it's like there's no pain.
Yeah.
The Lord's just bringing something new forth out of you. Yeah. That's a good dream.
That's
very good.
Good
dream.
And it's healthy.
Yes.
That's important.
Yeah.
So fun.
So would you just bless this dreamer for the season that God's bringing her into?
Yeah. Yeah. Did we share the dreamer's name or did we not?
No.
No. Okay. Then I'll just leave that blank. So, dreamer, may... what the Lord has been developing in you, may it come forth fully mature, fully healthy, and bear the fruit that God intended, and find every expression that God has for you to release, so that what He is doing inside of you comes out of you and begins to be a blessing to others, filling environments that need to be filled. So bless you.
It's a good dream.
That is. That's fun.
As our friend Michael French says, it's a good dream and it's about you. It's a good dream and it's about you.